on fast enough. It's so nice to be here. So nice to meet people that I've met before. We've met before. It's really nice to see you again and the new faces. It's really nice to meet you all. So thank you for hosting. Thank you for hosting. This is great. I'm going to do a brief presentation of what we've been up to in Region Värmland in Sweden since last time. This is also an image of our team. So it's me and Stefan, who's here. And some of you met Kajsa last time. She can be here this time, but she sends her greetings to all of you. So we're three working in Kajsa. Is it the space bar?
Is it the arrow?
This is our slideshow. Just to situate Värmland, so right, we're here right now. As Värmland is over there. This is our region. This is home. And from this space, this is our actual region. And in this particular space, that's where we went. You remember the exhibition?
Yes.
Yes. This is the piece that we bought. This was created where this X is situated by a crofter from our region, Chris Henner. And she's a textile crofter. She works not only with creating jewelry from fabric, with textile fibers, but among other things, she's got a lot of things going on. But this is one part of her practice. She creates in her studio, situated in this red building, and we thought, what's the next step? We're going to go back to her. Something interesting happened when we met her, when we spoke to her, her experience as a crofter. We wanted to go back. So we came with a crew, wanting to gather metadata, video and audio from this space to try to capture our story. The questionnaire that was sent out in order to create the exhibition booklet was our way in to finding her story. We wanted to find a way into the story and start from there. Maybe we thought that the object that the questions were created around could be the starting point for gathering this media. It is okay? We went there with a local film production team which helped us. These are them trying to capture the audio of Therese making her textiles. How would the media be presented was the next question. Maybe we thought that the we thought maybe the object could be the way into the story. This is a mock-up that the production team that we went there with created. With like info points. Sorry, I jumped ahead, but we also had this 3D scan which they made in help and collaboration with St. Andrews. As a way of getting into the material. So could you access the story through the object was the question. But we thought something was lost. We didn't really capture Therese. So her story is about her heritage. She grew up in this place, she creates in tradition. And as we were speaking to her, gathering the material through the questionnaire, she gave us this photograph, which is from a local archive. This is taken in about the same place, just like a stone's throw away from her studio. And it's from the 1930s. These are people who live there, and maybe you can see the asterisk here. Mm-hmm. This is her maternal great grandmother preparing the linen, the flax, mm-hmm. that she uses when she creates the piece that you saw. So this is her way in, and we thought that was really interesting to get also these layers of history and trying to incorporate that. And we thought maybe Tilly's personal history could be even more interesting than getting into the craft object. And the next slide, I think, would be like a good example of the help that we got through collaborating with St. Andrews. This is a web page which could access. No, you can't see it. Sorry. It doesn't duplicate the screen. Catherine, please
more. You still we have a room.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
It's okay. We just changed from.
I just.